Which men's college basketball coach has the most career wins in NCAA men's basketball history? Well, that's a trick question. Going into this weekend, it was shared by Duke's Mike Krzyzewski and Philadelphia University head coach Herb McGee. They were tied at 964. But what about most career wins for a coaching family? That's held by Eddie Sutton and his two sons, Sean and Scott, who suffered a big loss this year. Only a game's Greg Eklund has the story.
Everyone in the Sutton family knew Patsy Sutton's rule when they got together: talk about anything but basketball. But Scott Sutton, Eddie and Patsy's youngest son, says it was almost always unavoidable that the subject of basketball would pop up.
She made sure there was conversation taking place that didn't involve basketball, but sooner or later it normally gets around to talking some hoops and talking about certain games, or talking about our team, or Sean's team when he was the head coach, or my dad's teams. But I think that's probably a typical American family that loves sports.
Patsy had been married to Eddie Sutton for more than 50 years, but she passed away last January after a sudden illness. It was shattering to her three sons and their families. Scott Sutton is in his 15th season as the head coach at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa. His older brother, Sean, works with him as an assistant.
We'll spend a lot of time together. You know, this will be the first Christmas without my mother, so I'm sure that we're going to be around my dad a lot. And as usual, basketball will be a hot topic.
Eddie is 77 now and retired. After a one-year stint coaching at the University of San Francisco, one of five stops in his coaching career, Eddie and Patsy decided to retire where Eddie's high school coaching career began, in Tulsa, closer to all three of their sons. Their oldest son, Steve, is in the banking business there. Eddie Sutton says his two other sons chose coaching on their own, and as long as they stay in the business, he believes their total number of victories will grow.
Back in my days when I was playing, there were a few father-son coaches, but not like it is now. There's just a lot more. But you know, if you coach long enough, I guess you'll have win 1,000 games or whatever we won.
Head coach Scott Sutton. He's assisted by Kyan Brown, Wade Mason, Sean Sutton, Steve Upshaw, and Conley Phipps.
Scott Sutton sits atop the list for career coaching wins at Oral Roberts. Sutton doesn't deny he has been offered a head coaching job elsewhere. He once was interviewed at Wichita State, and the Shockers reached the Final Four last year. But the 43-year-old Sutton says he isn't in any hurry.
This is home. You know, I've been here a long, long time. This is my wife's home, and her parents are still alive. And obviously my dad is a couple miles away, and he comes to practice quite a bit. And so it would take something that I felt that was right, not only for a professional move, but for my family as well.
Though Eddie Sutton has accumulated 804 of the family's 1,100 or so wins, no father-son tandem has accounted for more combined career wins. That's something that leaves an impression on Oral Roberts players like Drew Wilson, a Tulsa native who transferred to ORU from Missouri State.
I knew that they were great coaches from the beginning. My father and my parents had told me about them, and they, you know, once I got to talk to Coach Sutton in high school, I knew he was a great guy, real great guy. And especially having his brother, Coach Sean, is just so much knowledge of basketball that they have. And even when the Eddie Sutton, the grandfather, the father comes in, it's amazing.
Eddie Sutton sat in on this practice, but not for very long. He got up, grabbed his cane, and headed off to catch one of his grandson's seventh-grade basketball games. If only Patsy were still around, these would be the best of times for the Sutton family. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. Is Eskil Roningsbakken of Norway a daredevil? You be the judge. He's hung upside down from a hot air balloon. He's done a handstand on the edge of a hotel roof, and he has cycled along a tightrope between two mountains. Still not convinced? Well, as a video that had over 500,000 hits by midweek demonstrates, Mr. Roningsbakken has also reached a speed of 50 miles an hour on a bicycle going backwards down a wet, winding mountain road. This happened on Mount Trollstigen, and although there were no trolls in the way, there was oncoming traffic. Think about that last bit for just a moment. Yikes.